Somebody once called me from a hospital in Chutz La'aretz. It was stuck in a place in Chutz La'aretz. There's no kosher food. He's wondering what to do. Is there any hetzer to give him the food that they serve in the hospital over there? So Beitam is a shayla, which is a gate we're going to discuss tonight, which is the gabbai d'halachas of medication, medicine, vitamins, v'chole. Do they require a hetzer? It's often an overlooked halacha that a lot of people don't even chab, needs a shayla b'chol. Need a hachshah, I'm doing it for a fool anyway, run of kamina. Let's go through the Indian a little bit. There's a shaynim in the Rishaynim, when you have a chaylish yesh v'yisakona. A chaylish yesh v'yisakona is someone that's in a matzav of bamish b'kuach nefesh. What are you allowed to give him? We're talking about over there by Shabbos. So the Rishaynim are arguing, do I give him an avela? Can I possibly give him some tray for food in their hospital? Or no, maybe it's better to go along, get a local shaykhet, get a cow, chef the cow, split it up into pieces, make a mistake on the barbecue, and that's it. That's the shayla and the rishayla. The maisa, obviously, it's negayu, that's the shayla of hutra and dechuya, what's the halacha of Shabbos, that we're not going into, it's a sugi and all the Shabbos. Of a kaponim, the nitziv, the namik dama, and the meshachachma, and others want to say that it's mutter to give him, it's mutter to have somebody sheft and give him kosher fleisch, kosher meat, with a proper heksha, rather than giving the Vela. Aye, what happened to B'chai Bohem? The Gemara in Yuma tells us, we have a Heter, the Torah says B'chai Bohem, you're allowed to do anything you want. Let someone live, it's a matzah b'kach nefesh, the chodesh yish b'sakona. Zug the Meshach Chochma, Zug the Hemedova, Zug the Netziv and others, we're worried about Timtum Haleik. This is this old problem that we've been worried about last year as well, that Eina Chanami, we're dealing with a Shaila. Oh, it's Mutter, he's marching a matzah b'kach nefesh. But if I have an oifen that I can give it to him, but there is Heter, that I don't have to come on to Timtum Haleik, that's the best thing to do. Now, not everybody's masking to this. There's a Ran in Drosh, in Droshes. There's also a comment of the Chubas, for example, in the Barel, in Tiferes Yisrael, talks about it. With Scheinberg, I think, Zatzal, in the Hagdoma, to the Sefer Imre Chaim on Kodshim. I think in the Hagdoma, there also wants to be made on the holes of the Torah's Motor. But it's Motor, there's no Timtum Haleik, Al-Kopolim. When it comes to a shayla of a chodesh yesh v'sakona, the Shulchan Aruch is mufurish and yerideis and mekufra and heisiv gimel, you are allowed to give him anything. That's the halacha. Since someone's in a hospital, the doctor says, this person needs to eat. It's very negayah. If a person has, l'aleinu, some kind of operation, and at the end of the operation is holding by matzah b'kach nefesh, and there's no kosher food over there, there's no way to get hold of kosher food. There's no shayla, the doctor says he needs to eat. Give whatever you need. Give him the veda, give him trade, it doesn't make enough kumina. If there's no other option, and he needs to eat now, it's matzah b'kach nefesh b'chai v'hem, that's the pesach and shulchan aruch over there in Yerideis and Mekuflin Hek. That's v'chola sheyesh v'sakona. What about which is more negayah to us? It shouldn't be negayah, but it could be chola she'ein v'sakona. He has somebody, he has a migraine, he has strep, he needs to take antibiotics, whatever it may be. Well, obviously we'll get to the shayla of vitamins as well. Are you allowed to go along and take things that are not 100% kosher? Now, we have to remember when we mention things that need to be action, whatever, doesn't dafka mean that it needs to be a stempel onto the packet saying this is kosher. There's hundreds if not thousands of products that a person can buy that he gets from the regular pharmacy that are 100% kosher without a shayla, even though there's no action on it. Person has to find out, as people begin to deal with these things, obviously a person should find out. Lemaisa, by a cholish she'ein b'sakona, what's that offer? So the first thing is the Ramah. The Ramah in Kuflin Hei, in Yerideis Gimel, tells us a few to know. First thing he says is number one, if it's shayla to get something that's kosher, about it, that's what a person should do. That's clear. The Ramah says very, very clearly, if it's easy for a person, even if they spend a little bit of money, but he gets a kosher vitamin, or something, a replacement that's going to be kosher without a shayla, that's the most preferred thing that a person should do. Often it's not a game. Often it's hard, either it's not possible, there is no replacement, or whatever it is, it takes time, or whatever, you need the medicine now. So let's go through one by one the shaylas that are negayah to a lot of the medicines that we take. We'll first mention the shaylas, we'll talk about the halacha as well. Over there. So that's it. Again, we're going on the tzad that we're dealing with a person who's a meichesh, a chodesh ha'eim b'sakana. We're not dealing with someone who's a matzav b'koach nefesh. So the Shulchan Aruch over here in Sibgimim and Kufnan Hei and Yerideya tells us as follows. Again, chodesh ha'eim b'sakana musukim, give him whatever you want, afilu assume gemur, as I state in the Shulchan Aruch. Chodesh ha'eim musukim, zub the Shulchan Aruch, I'm sorry, you can give him any issa you want if he's eating it shaloi kederet hanok. That's the psak of Shulchan Aruch. If it's shaloyti derech hanor, then it's mutter. Right? If it's a derech hanor, then it's a problem. We have to explain what that means. The one exception is basav v'cholok. Basav v'cholok kiyadua is an issa that we know from the Ketuvah in the beginning of Yerideya, the Pezayin over there, that it's osa afilu if it's what? Shaloyti derech hanor. As we take up, there's a very interesting shayla agav in the Halkas Yaakov. The Halkas Yaakov is emoting a shayla. He wants to down the shayla. The person needs to get blood. He needs blood, not a matter of pekach nefesh, but he needs blood. Is he allowed to get blood from somebody that eats treifus? The only opportunity, the only donator who's donating blood right now is not pekach nefesh, and it's a person who eats treifus. So his shayla is, by taking the blood from Yenim that's going to be only just eating the treifus and babies for chule, is there an issa of timtum alei? So the mighty Tainus Dish does it. There's no timtum alei when a person doesn't swallow it kiderech achila through his mouth. Agav, I heard tonight from Adam Godel Admoid, who said if you look around at the dough nowadays, look what's going on. Right? I don't have to tell anybody here. I'm saying, look what's going on. Terrible zachem. The Tainus, most of it is because of timtum alei. It comes from timtum alei. Al Kaponim, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah Paskin, to give a someone who's a choyla, something that's also shaloi kederech hano, is going to be mutter, unless it's basa b'cholok, which is also afidu shaloi kederech hano. By the way, there are many medications out there that have basa b'cholok inside them. Many, a lot of them. I went into some of the different ingredients of different things, so I did find that they have, for example, something called stearate, which is a made from fats of animals. That's one of the ingredients listed in certain of the ingredients of some of the pills, vitamins, whatever. It also has something called casein, which is a milk because and you mix it together, it's a shayla for basa b'cholok. We are more passionate, if it's not a choy l'sheish, but it's a konah, it's a tremendous shayla, if you're allowed to have that. Because it's a thing you should like it there, it's also, I'll go upon him, you have to know every single one. It's what? It's cooked together. It's cooked together, yeah. Everyone, listen, every pill is different. I'm not going to go and stop giving lists of different pills. You can find it from all the bikin that deal with it, but it is a shayla. The point of the tonight, the point of the shayla tonight is not to give a psak on every single pill, it's shayla. Because people should realize, what are the issues that are involved with taking a pill with vitamins? And then obviously you go take it to someone that's plenty of bikini, but that's, for example, have a whole people that are bikini and ninis and yonim who know exactly which type of pill, which sort of a pill, there's many, many of this. Let's go weiter. Now when it comes to a hard pill, obviously since a person is not going to be chewing it, so they don't have to spend a lot of money to make it taste nice. So it doesn't taste nice at all. There are very many potential treifa ingredients inside pills. For example, there's something to look out for. Just start. Stearic acid, magnesium stearate, zinc stearate, all these sorts of things. What are these items? They're very interesting. These items actually are not a refuah. What these items do is they are lubricant that they allow the powder to go down the machine. When they're making these pills, they need the powder to slide constantly through. So they have to put certain lubricants into the actual ingredients, just so it should flow through, that's number one. Reason number two sometimes also is when they form it into a pill, into a tablet, they need it to come out easily when they, you know, stamp it down and it comes out and goes into the packaging. So another reason they put some of these trade ingredients is possibly they're like oily things, and it gets it more lubricant, and therefore it can come out of the machine nicer. Now there are shilas of mamish issa, traders and evaders and animal fats that they use with some of these ingredients. Now again, some of them could be bottled with shishim, some of them can be bottled with roi, some of them can be bottled with chla. There's a famous truth, there's a famous sheet of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes that even though the ingredients themselves, the maisa, can't be removed, so we look at the whole entity. We look at this pill as being something that you can't eat. And therefore, if it's got the ingredients in it, even if some of them are not 100% kosher, since the pill itself is not something we normally eat, right? For example, everybody knows you can't, the pills are not geschmack taste. Right, so you do. I recently gave a heter for a boy, Bochum Yeshiva, that had to take a medicine right now, just now before Shabbos, every Shabbos. So I told him one of the eights is that we're not going into halacha now to crush up the medicine before Shabbos and hide it in some peanut butter and eat it that way. He told me afterwards, he pushed it in the middle, he couldn't continue. It was such a bitter taste. Because obviously when you swallow it, you don't taste anything but chlal. When you crush it down, all of a sudden you taste the whole inside. He said, Pasha, halfway eating the peanut butter, cooked cracker. He couldn't continue. It was so bad. Al-Kadekah. So the Maizah Chazon Ish, and that's a certain heter we have to deal with, that if we can't eat the chlal, that's one heter. Now there are those that taina, a pill is not derech achila. Don't go derech achila. The Maizah Nishta, so we know Mavusha right from the Gemara of Sokim Kuptes Bo, where the Gemara says over there, which is a sugi in the Rishonim as well, Bola Matzah, Yaitzah. Person swallows matzah without chewing it. The Maizah is Yaitzah. That is a shayim in the Rishonim. Not going into the sugi now. Yes, matzah, what's the pshat? Not going into it. But if there are sheeters that hold, that swallowing it is considered derech achila. Mimela. Taking the pill if it's not kosher, swallowing it could be a shaila of a mindful of the suit. Person has to be careful. Now, gelatin. Gelatin is one of the most common problems that they have in many different items, especially when it comes to pills. What is gelatin? Now, gelatin could be in a gate inside the pill, it could be the film on the outside of the pill, it could be the caps where they put the powder inside, all these sorts of things that have gelatin inside them. What is gelatin? So gelatin is made mainly from animal tissue, from bones, from sinews, from skin. Now, it's completely 100% tasteless, without a shite. They use it often either to coat the pill or to hold it together. It's a very, very good thing that holds it together. It's also, by the way, used in marshmallows. It's used in yogurts. It's used in ice cream. It's used in jelly. It's used in all the gummies, all these jelly sweets that you eat. Throat lozenges, cake frostings of cake, when they frost the cake. It's also used, very interesting, when they want to remove the cloudiness of an apple juice. If they put gelatin in sometimes as well, it makes it very, very clear apple juice. So whatever the shayla is of gelatin, we're going to have to figure out what's the halacha, because it's used in a lot of items that people eat, especially if they're sugary, they use a lot of gelatin in these things. So what do? They take the bones, these animal bones, or the hides of them, whatever it is, treat the animals, and they soak the bones in lime for between 70 and 120 days. Then they cook them up and cook it, cook it, and cook it, and cook it until they have like a gelatin liqueur. This liqueur eventually is filtered, it's evaporated, they take out the water, they concentrate, and it turns into a type of a gel. So this gel now is something that they put now into all sorts of jellies, as we said, marshmallows, and holy, and it's very geschmack to hold a pill together, to maybe coat it, and to use that nice gel cap that they have on some antibiotics and other sorts of things. Now, lemaisa, does that mean it's kosher or treif? It's not the flesh, it's not the meat, it's the bone, it's the sinew, all these sorts of things. So there's a famous Toras Kahanim, where Toras Kahanim writes that even though a person can't eat a treif animal itself, it does exclude certain parts like the bones, the sinews, and the hooves. It's very interesting. A fellow once called me up from a big convention, I think somewhere in Chutzpah, I don't remember what the case was exactly, but he called me up from this huge place where they sell all these weird things there. I think it was an art gallery. If I remember correctly, it was an art gallery. So he calls me up one night and he says to me, they're selling over there a certain type of like ladles and cutlery, forks and knives that are made from the horns of animals. Now, he doesn't know which animal it comes from. It's very sure it comes from a treifa animal. He wants to know, can he eat it? Now, he can eat it with hot food, right? He's going to dip it into his boiling hot soup. So if it's treif, it's going to make its own two treifas, not shishim b'chole b'chole. So that's a tremendous shayla that we're not going into. It's not our sugya right now. L'maisa, it was mortar for many different reasons as well that we can't go into, but it's a shayla. L'maisa, Toras Kahanim wants to say, wasn't included in the issa in the Torah of treifas. Now, the shayla is, what does that mean? From the Rambam, it comes out that the Rambam writes that you still get, there's still oinish, there's still a punishment that a person gets. It's not mutar lachatchila. Whereas there's a Tosfos, Tosfos talks over there, Chulin, about the legs of bees. Whatever comes over there from the sheets of Tosfos, it comes out to be mutar lachatchila. Eishi and the Maisa. Many poskim hold that we're dealing with something that's a panim chadashus, it's a brand new thing, it was never there before, you've made it, you've completely changed it from its original form, that's a panim chadashus bolakan, and the mayor will be the seger. Now, that being the case, we have a famous Ramah. There's a Ramah at the beginning of Yeridea, the beginning of Pesach, where it's Ramah, where it talks about over there the famous case. This is where the gelatin sugya comes in. The Ramah in Pesach talks that they took animal skins, the cave of the animal's stomach lining, they salted it and they dried it out. That they dried it out and it became rubbish like a piece of ace. Piece of wood, rock hard. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, all the halacha of it is over there, claw, you can take this piece of animal caver, right, which is mamish meat, and fill it with milk, and no longer has a tam flesh, it's the same thing, but once it's turned into eights, once it's turned into a hard piece of wood, it no longer has a dinner of meat, and if it doesn't have a dinner of meat, therefore there's no problem with putting milk inside such a caver. Now, that's the only shite over there, once with the schedule, but we know that there's a big problem. If you go along and soak that, and turn it back into a soft thing, does it get Issa back again, or does it continue being something that's mutter? Tremendous shite. Famous shita of the Achiezer was gelatin is mutter. Now, it has many tanoim that we're not going into, because we're not learning the lockers of gelatin right now. But the Achiezer famously was makel with gelatin. By the way, the Rabbanut here in this country are famous on the shita of the Achiezer, and if you go to a stam Rabbanut non-Mahadrin restaurant, so you have to watch out. If they serve you, I don't know, dessert with some nice icing on it, or I don't know, maybe chocolate mousse with all sorts of things over there, you've got to be worried. Apples, all sorts of things can come out. Rabbanut Mahadrin, on the other hand, went with the shita of a Boisha. Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Elasha Zatzal, come to the Gedolei Poskim, most of the Gedolei Poskim held, no, gelatin is osa. And that's the Maisa Merif of the Mahajan Akshayim that you'll find will not be have a shayla of these traders of these problems of gelatin, because they're passing like Rav Moshe, remember gelatin is osa. There is a thing of kosher gelatin, which is either made from kosher beef, kosher meat, which they made in the same process as used a kosher animal, or they use fish gelatin, agav, they're agav. If you use a fish gelatin, you're allowed to have it together with fleisch, together with meat. There's no shayla sakona, but that already is a shayla for hilchos sakona. Al-Kaponim, gelatin is one of the big shaylas that exist in a pill. What is one of the main yesodis, one of the big problems in a pill? Achshavei. What's the sugya of achshavei? There's a rush. The Rosh in Pesachim talks about the halacha of eating matzah that has chometz that has been completely burnt. Chometz that was burnt, kind of the zman issa of Pesach. They took chometz, they burnt it completely to a coal, completely to a nothing. You can't even see b'chal what it was. You can't taste anything b'chal. Zug the Rosh, it's asa. So everybody's going, oh, what's the problem? We'll make a taste. It can't be chalal chometz anymore. Zug the Rosh, you're right. Midoraisa, it's beseder. Over me, the rabbanon is an issue of what? Achshavei. Zot Rosh, when you take this piece of coal and you eat it, so you're showing to me that you're giving it a din of achila. You're eating it. If you're eating it, by says you're giving it a din of an oichel. You're giving him an oichel. It's to chometz. Chometz on Pesach is also. Zot Rosh, this is the issue of achshavei. Al pizeh, zot the poiskim. You have over here a pill. You have a pill, piece of medicine, wherever it is. It's got some traitors inside it. He'll tell me, it's a nifsa la'achila, you can't eat it b'chlav, all that David. Of zut the Rosh Licha, what's the achshavei? If you're eating it, there's got a bit of achshavei. Comes along the Yadavram on the Shulchan Aruch and says, no! Achshavei, it's a bit of achila, it's a food. Over here, it's muchach, when a person has a pill, he's not eating the food. He's taking it to have a reward. He's taking it to become better. If that's the case, if the reason you're doing it is pusher to get better, then the Maisa, there's no problem of Achshavei. That was the Psak of the Chazanish. That was the Psak of Moshe. That was the Psak of Yaakov, and then it's the Yaakov. Rechavadat and Avadiyah Zatzal. And most of the posts held that way. Rav Aaron and Rav Henkin in America, all of them held that it is Achshavei Afilu by a Refuah. They held it was a kind of Achila, and therefore a person should be Machmeh. But the Maisa, they were come of a come of Poiskim to be saying that there is no Achshavei when it comes to a problem of Refuah Bachlal. Now, the Maisa. The Ramah tells us like this. There's a famous Shulchan Aruch, but it's mentioned over here in Yeridei Kufnan Hei. It's mentioned over there in Toloim, of Pei Dalet over there, in the Simon over there, that talks right at the end of the Simon of Pei Dalet, talks about Toloim, that you're allowed to take a bug, a sheretz, that's been completely burnt to a crisp, and you're allowed to take it for refuah purposes. Zut the Ramah, two conditions. Either there's no replacement, that we already spoke about, there's a replacement, about the person should get the replacement, that's kosher. Number two, it has to be a refuah yedua, or al pi mumche, it has to be a refuah yedua, meaning the proper prescription, a proper refuah, proper medicine, or al pi mumche, meaning the doctor told you to take it. And now the shayla is answered. Good, a medicine is a shayla of achshavei, the maestro of poskim holds not an achshavei, there's a mokim for a person that's a choyla to take any medicine. By the way, there's a lot of medicine in this country, even antibiotics that you can take. A person, mamish, not for the mishkam, he's a choyla shameless akon, he's got strep, and he takes these gel caps. Some of them are mamish gelatin, some of them are mamish shayla of traitors. There's problems over there, and I spoke to the blacks about it. There's nothing they can do about it, there's no other replacement right now. They don't have any other oifen that they can make it. So again, some of them are good, some of them are not good. Deval only speaking about the hard caps, we haven't yet spoken about the soft ones. Al-Kopani, Rufur Yadua, Zut the Ramah, what's the heta to eat something that's awesome? Right? What's the heta to eat something that's awesome? Zut the Ramah, Rufur Yadua. The shayla now is, what's with the vitamin? What's with the vitamin? Is the vitamin considered to be a Rufur Yadua or not? So Rav Moshe the Tshuva in Chelik Beis, in Simitali Beis in Arachayim, he writes a Moshe Gazach. What's the longness of Rav Moshe? Why Achshavei, when a person takes a pill and eats it, why don't we consider that to be like eating trait? Why don't we consider that Achshavei? So Rav Moshe, the longness is like this. The longness is that a person would Lamaisa eat the most bitter pill that he could. It doesn't make enough gemina, because I want to get better. It doesn't bother him, it would be most of the natural, so to speak, to eat as bitter a pill as you can get. As long as there's going to be refuah, and therefore that's it. So it seems to be for Rav Moshe. The test, what is the litmus test to figure out that if a person is considered to be eating zamanif salachila, would he eat this if there's a reason of refuah or not? Come to a bitumen. Let's say it tastes so bad. I'm not trying. I can't eat it myself. It's so bad. It's only a bitumen. It doesn't need it. Oh, the dentist, the doctor told him, take more vitamin C, whatever, the winter, the chulek. Will a person have it? If a person would not have it, then you got no heter b'chlal. You got no heter because it's the holy heter of no achshavei by medicines for Moshe. It's because when I'm eating it, I don't care what it tastes like, I don't want to get better. But when it comes to vitamin, you do care. Oh, so now you've got a shiloh achshavei. Rebelski shlita paskel api with Moshe the following psak. He said, but Moshe understood that a vitamin is a replacement of food. That means, and now we all know that, right? The Etzim in the olden days, they never needed vitamins. Why? Because they had enough food, whatever they needed. Now, unfortunately, all the food is changed, but maybe we need vitamins. In came Zuk and Moshe, the Pesach is Ezra. Zuk and Moshe, a vitamin is exactly the same thing as food. Just like with Moshe. If you eat fruits, vegetables, herbs, and all these nice things, you'd make sure they're kosher. The man is with Moshe, the same thing with a vitamin. So the man is with Moshe, Pachtin, the Aloha, the better person, when it comes to vitamin should make sure that everything is kosher. And it's so easy nowadays anyway to find kosher vitamins. Generally, you can buy such good vitamins now with a Hefsher on it, or if it doesn't have a Hefsher, you can find that from many places that it's going to be good anyway. So that's the shiner with a hard pill. What about the coating? What about the coating? Sometimes you buy these pills, even regular headache pills. You know, they're coated in a nice yellow coating, all sorts of colours, all these sorts of things. So, the Maaseh says, even if the medicine itself is nifsal la'achila, if it's coated with something on the top of it, so there's enough gemina. There's a big enough gemina between a hard pill and a soft pill. A hard pill is much more maker than a soft pill. Let's start with the hard pill. A hard capsule can be made, the actual coating as well, can be made from a bone from cow. It can be made from bones from chaza, and it can also be made from pigskin gelatin, as I stated. So if it can be made from there, any all the combinations in the world, the maisa, a person that's a choyla, can have any of those things, with pasta there's no achshavei, and therefore if it's a hard capsule, there's a tremendous mokin to be maker over there. Whereas when you're dealing with a soft capsule, so a soft capsule is much worse, simply because even if it's made, and a lot of them are, they're made from these pigskin gelatin or from bone gelatin, but if they're soft capped, they're much more edible. Much more edible. They take the hide, they soak them in acids. Afterwards, they neutralize them. The kitzel, the isser is choyze benir, because it's soft, it's more of a din of basa or fleisch, and that's why a person has to be much more careful with that, number one. Number two, the ratio between glycerin and gelatin can be between 1 and 2, which means there's a lot more shaila of a soft pill. Again, if a person is a choyla and there's no replacement, there is no shaila. A person should take it. If you're a choyla and you have to, there is no shaila. A film-coated tablet, you have to know, there's lots of different things over here. The film often is so thin that even if they emboss like a ksav, that's mamish engraved into the pill, so the film is so thin that it's sort of, you see the whole thing. It's mamish very, very, very thin. Rabbi Yaakov, we mentioned last time, said that the issur bottle of the shishim is only dafka by food. This is not food in a manner, it's bottle, and therefore generally that's going to be bittle, even if the coating is around, that's not kosher, generally it will be kosher. There is a different type of coating called the entriac coating, that's a coating specially made not to take it, but it, so it shouldn't dissolve in a person's body until it gets to the intestines. But that's really a whole different shayla. Generally, that could be much worse, but that we're not getting into, because that's a whole different sugar. Sugar-coated pills, there's no problem with the sugar, obviously. The sugar is sugar, mamaya, there's no problem with the sugar. The only thing is how they stick the sugar onto the pill. The way to stick the sugar onto the pill is by using gelatin. It's a very good binder, and therefore again it goes back to our shayla of gelatin, that if you're only a mechash, you've got no illness, pachal, it's like a vitamin, so there's what to be soma, there's what to be machmir on that person to try to get a hersha, where if he's a choyla, there's a mokim to be mechal. The last category is a liquid medicine. Now, a liquid medicine poses any one, if not all, of the following three problems. Number one, glycerin is a tremendous problem. Number two, trace. If you look at the ingredients, it says other flavorings. So other flavorings is often a raya that there's things in there that could have a potential trace ingredient. You've got to be careful. And the third problem is chalavim. A lot of them are milk, which obviously you have to know as a shayla, whether or not it's chalavakum, or obviously we're dealing with the cholis, there's no shayla b'chlal, or there's a certain shayla which we're not going into now that I refer to the solution, if he's allowed to take those pills b'chlal, some of them, if they've got milk inside there, but that we're not going into right now. Glycerin. Now, glycerin, and by the way, also has emulsifiers. Emulsifiers also, shayla's a pesa, that we're not going into. But glycerin is a tremendous problem, especially if it's not bottled with shishin. What is the problem? What is glycerin? Glycerine is a smooth, sweet tasting ingredient. They tried it actually once in a certain place, and they mixed it with water, whatever, and they gave it to a few goyim, and the goyim said, yeah, yeah, it's a very nice taste. It's a very sweet, nice tasting, shiny type of ingredient. Now, there's different types of glycerine. There's natural and there's synthetic. The natural ones are the problem, because they make them either from animal fat, which obviously is from invaders and traitors, or they make them from vegetables. If they made from vegetables, there's no shayla, right? They have the veggie caps, for example, that's not a shayla. But if they made them from invaders and traitors, like they do from animal fats, then you don't know which one it is, simply because the companies, they don't have shaylas. They don't care. Whatever's cheaper, whatever's on the market, that's all they'll take. In game, glycerine is tremendous shayla. Now, the only thing with glycerine is, often it's going to be, for example, they have in America, they have liquid ibuprofen that people often give to kids. Well, you can maybe in different places as well. So this is a shayla, has glycerine inside it. So the shayla is, can you make it bottle? So normally we don't put bottle in Issa. That's what we know, we don't put bottle in Issa Bachlal. Obviously we're dealing with the choyla. There's a mocking to make up the fact that we have the sheets of the Ramon that he based, we don't say Hanan, but especially the heads of Ruba, so we're going to start the Ramon over there, over here as well. Al-Gabon, there is a reason to be bottle, and it's very simple, by the way. Now, I can't give exact measurements, because it's not shite. But often you take a nice, like for example, I'll give you one example. Liquid ibuprofen, I found out, has 6 grams of glycerin per 5 mil. Per 1 teaspoon has 6 grams. Well, 12%, whatever it is. Mimele, if you take 1 teaspoon of this medicine, and you dilute it in one and a third ounces of water or orange juice, whatever it is, it comes out in the cheshbon that you've made it bottle. So that's what a lot of people do when they give it to their kids. If you want to make sure to be able to all the sheeters, is to mabaf it that way. Obviously, if you found out on the list that it's kosher, there's nothing to worry about over there. Cough syrups often have glycerine inside it in a very high volume, which means you have to mabaf it much more. Again, we're dealing with a child, and it's a choyla, and he needs it. Other than the mabaf to make all that shayla. But if a person's not a choyla and is still taking certain things that have glycerine inside them, a person has to be very careful, especially nowadays there are so many that are kosher. You can find out now on the list of hundreds of different items that are mamish kosher without any shayla. Alpidur Ramah, the halacha is, the Ramah says himself that a person should kedai to get such a thing over there. Chewable tablets as well. Now, chewable tablets have a different problem because they're not nifsal achila. Everything in Tumah can be nifsal achila. When it comes to a chewable tablet, they don't make it nifsal achila. But maybe that's not nifsal achila. You have to know the ingredients. There are two major problems with chewable tablets. Number one is the lubricants. The lubricants, again, we mentioned before, there's 25 different types of lubricants that they can put inside a chewable tablet. Some of them come from trefa ingredients, they come from the venus and trefa, and therefore a person has to know what's considered to be kosher, what's not kosher, what's the matzah of the choyla, what's not. They have binders, all sorts of things inside them as well, which again, a lot of times could be bottled. But derech agav, these are big shines of Pesach. Coming up to Pesach very, very soon. Liquid and chewable tablets and medicines are tremendous shayla legabe chometz. They have dextrose, glucose, sorbitol, citric acid. All of these could very often be made from chometz. So therefore, obviously, apart from during the year, a person has to be careful from chometz as well to make sure they're going to need. To sum up the maisa, a chomish yesh b'zogona, eimar adab, nothing to talk about. A nothing whatsoever like a vitamin, there's a vada bokhan that a person should try unless there's no other aid. For example, I have a bokhan yeshiva that I'm dealing with now, he's having a tremendous problem with loss of hair. And the doctor told him that if you don't take this vitamin, I don't know exactly what it was, a certain type of good vitamin, every single day, the hair will just probably drop. He started doing that, he missed a few days, started pouring out. So again, we're not going to be able to Shabbos if he can take it or not on Shabbos. And there's a shayla of traits. There's no substitute for such a thing. There's no other way of getting any other thing. About the common be total use of Shishi Patoya, about there's a mockum for him to be makel. But for a person that's a choyla, also, a person is about a mockum for a person to be makel again. I'll be the Ramal. But if a person's got no other Eitza, if there's nothing else that's kosher, then there is a mockum that a person should be careful over there. And it's also good, again, as an eye opener for a person to realize, you know, there's certain shayim that people don't touch. You know, I would never eat such a hasha. What's up, Shai? Straight? No, not straight, but my standards are better. He was dealing with things that people don't even have. How many times when it comes to a liquid, people don't even have it. So who am I not coming into medicine? Al Kaponim, we see from what we just said tonight that a lot of the medicines, taka has shayla and traders and nevedas, a person should taka be careful to make sure that what he's standing with is bikim that are dealing with these things, that a person should always try to find out what he's got and if it's kosher or not. Be'ez Hashem. Rabbi Shalom, give everyone a full shalom and a maisa. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, we'll move on to the next sugya of the stomach, Hilchos Sakana of Oichel, and Junim.